Blog Talk Radio.
You. Ready. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and it's time for the world premiere podcast, The Attic.
The Attic
is an urban-based podcast. All founding members are from the beautiful, toxic state of New Jersey. Now, my team, the folks that helped me put together this podcast, I got Big Brother, the Messenger, I got my baby sister, and my baby brother. We have Sister Tippy, and we have Nurse Carmen. Now, if you'll give me 60 of your minutes, guaranteed to entertain you. And again, we want to make Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, an event in your podcast life. Every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, we want you tuned into
The Attic.
The Attic.
Good evening and welcome to the edition of The Attic. Right now, our co-producer is having just a little bit of technical difficulty, but as they say, one monkey don't stop no show. So, since we got the crew here, is the crew here?
The crew is here, my brother.
Crew is here, so then let's get this thing going, all right? Tonight, the co-producer wanted to talk about that gangster that they got up there hanging out on Pennsylvania Ave.
We're gonna talk
a little bit about, well, let's call him 46 because he liked that, or 47. All right, let's call him 47. That's how he'd be rolling. That's what we gonna call him, number 47. So, what do we have to say about Mr. 47 tonight?
Well, who's the latest person that has that Congress brought in today? Didn't somebody else testify? Or should I say, a deposition today or something?
Yeah, he brought some folks in, and they did some. But actually, the Republicans
they showed up on the set and they started interfering because they have the meetings down in the basement, the meetings. So what happened was, like 30 Republicans, they all came down there because they're trying to accuse the Democrats of doing it in the dark and stuff like that, and not making everything public, just to showcase that, you know, they touch base with number 47, and he said, yeah, go ahead and do it. So like 30 of them, they got in a row, and they all went down in the basement, and they disrupted the hearings for about 2 or 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah, but isn't that a shame, though, just the fact that our government can't even work right now because of this partisanship that's going on? They can't get anything right. They know that man is dead to right, but they still putting up a fight. Isn't that just kind of ridiculous on how they doing us? Because in the long run, it is us.
It is. I mean, I think they took another poll, and this most recent poll is it has gone up somewhat. That a little more than half the country now, over half the country now thinks that he should be, or they should go along with these impeachment hearings at least. Anyway, so that's going up, whereas before, you know, it was much lower. But I think as more people come forward and start, you know, talking about what actually happened, because it was a lot more to it than what was initially, you know, thought. As far as, well, the whistleblower kind of put it all out there.
Well, he kind of got the ball rolling, but come to find out, the whistleblower is only like a third of the shit that's coming out right now because of that.
But I'm saying, but the whistleblower was letting us know that it was other people, like they were getting it kind of like secondhand, but there was other people that could give you a firsthand account of what was going on. That there's a lot more to it.
I'm your man. You're in prison. A minor challenge. You're an alcoholic, been sober 5 hours. Oh, no.
DJ
is back.
You back, my brother?
Yeah, I'm back, man. I'm sorry I had to make a little dramatic entrance and shit, but yeah, right in the middle of logging in, my audio went out, but I said, you know what? Not going to stop this, man. So I appreciate us for carrying on, but yeah, we talking about 45. That's where we at right now?
That's where we at.
That could, and that could have been the government
that man is
trying to silence you.
that's what you, listen, man. 45 is a straight G, yo. I'm sorry, man. I mean, he on some bullshit. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. But he just don't care. And the fact that he don't care means he dangerous. He real, because it does no matter what you bring at him, he never goes and just sit his ass down somewhere. He always got some new shit coming. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the Nancy going to do with him, but I tell you what. I'm sorry, I don't know where I picked up at, but he tried to bring Mitch McConnell last in that shit with him. What did Mitch say? I don't remember no shit like that. Did you see that? Yeah, Mitch, that's what Mitch
that.
Said.
Yeah.
Mitch,
he said he don't recall having that conversation with him.
Yeah, I never had, nah. He said, hell. What he really said was, he said, hell to the no, but they had him on camera, so they made him redo it. Mitch said, hell to the no. I don't remember that. So they backing up on him because he's doing so much shit, man, that even the dirtiest of the dirtiest can't cover for him, man. And I think they starting to say, okay, what if this shit don't go the way we planned it to go? So I think they're running for a little cover, and they're not backing his ass no more. But he don't care. And that's
well, publicly they're backing him. Publicly they're backing him. It's just that I'm pretty sure behind closed doors they're thinking a different way.
No, I'm saying publicly right now, they ain't with that bullshit, man. They are distancing themselves from him, man. But I'm saying he don't care. Because right now, him and Mitch McConnell, now you know that's, watch this. When Mitch turned on him, everybody else is turning with Mitch. Mitch got the key. Can we agree to that? Nobody.
I would agree somewhat.
Yeah.
If tomorrow morning, if Mitch McConnell said, yo, I had enough of this shit, I had enough of this shit. I can't fuck with you no more, man.
Listen,
how many Republicans?
Mitch is just there to keep shit from getting to the Senate floor to be voted on. That's not what I'm saying.
I said, if Mitch McConnell turned on Trump, you don't think everybody would turn on him?
No,
I really don't. I think he's
no,
got so many
I, that's what
in
I said.
Camp.
I only agree somewhat. I only would agree to that just somewhat because they're still on this. There's no
power?
Quid pro quo. They're still trying to. They're still backing him up with that. There was no quid
no,
pro quo
no,
thing.
No, watch this. No, they can't do that no more. See tonight, what's that mother? Wait a minute, Bill. What's that motherfucking name? Bill Taylor.
The guy who was up on the hill
yes.
today giving us some testimony.
Yes. He said, because the Republicans were saying.
Is it Taylor? Is his name Taylor?
Bill Taylor, that's his name.
Taylor, okay.
Yeah, well, I said, and he's a very credible witness. And again, at this point, man, you don't know who the fuck to believe, man, all this shit that's going on. But he came up, everybody seems to think that his integrity is, you know, nothing is above reproach, but his integrity is above being questioned. You
well,
feel me? So, I mean, so in other words, they say he a good ass. He, you know, his testimony is what's going to start to knock the whole house of cards down. And because of who he is and what he said, that's why the Republicans are saying, nah, I ain't signing on for this shit. Nah, fuck that. I might have did some shit, but I didn't do all that. So they moving away from him, man.
Yeah, they moving away from him, but not enough to make a difference
not
right now. And they just moving away from him just
well,
on this. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
then that, because most of them are saying, now they're supposed to be in that room where a lot of the Republicans are supposed to be in the room where the guy testified at. and they ain't even there. They come in for a few minutes and leave, and then they go out and say they don't know what's going on and stuff like that. It's because they're supposed to be in the meetings, but they ain't even there. They'd rather be out talking other stuff because they don't want to hear it. They act like they don't know what's going on.
And they're also saying when they do ask questions, they still bringing up that Hillary stuff, her emails and stuff from 2016. They're not even speaking to what's going on right now. They're
once
talking about
again,
stuff that's not even really relevant right now.
Once again, Donald Trump ain't paying attention to none of this shit. Whatever they bring at him, he taking it to the court. This is Donald Trump. If you're from New York, you know that's Donald Trump shit. To tie shit up in court and keep it in court, you know what I'm saying? And the Republicans are just going along with it. Mitch McConnell, to a certain degree, you're helping other Republicans out because you're not taking anything to the Senate floor, anything, even though nothing's been brought to you. So if he's not taking something that the House gives him, to put it to a vote, he's protecting senators that might be in trouble if they vote against Donald Trump. So the squash that, he's not. That's why he's always killing talk about if anything come his way, he'll just kill it. He won't bring it up on a vote.
I'm telling you, that motherfucker's a gangster, man. I'm sorry, man. He played by, what's this? We used to say Earl playing by himself. No. Donald J. playing by his motherfucking self, man. If he don't like the rules, he just change it. Again, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, that's all about being the president. In his mind, being the president is like the king. He should be able to do what he want to do. And the Republicans, because they're getting a lot of shit that they want done, they're going along with that. And to go across against Donald Trump is like crossing him. Then he start talking bad, and then next thing you know, you got somebody primarying you, and you might lose your little, you know, your silver spoon there, your job. Because you ain't trying to be the president right now, so being a senator is good, and you ain't trying to get Donald Trump mad, then somebody else come running against you.
All I know is I've never seen a press conference or anything being held where, what is his name, Mulvaney? What is he, Trump's, the one who stood up in the press conference and basically told everybody to get over it?
His chief of staff, acting
right.
chief of
staff.
Mulvaney,
never seen
I think
such
his
thing.
Name is. Mulvaney.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. Get over it. Get
What's
over it.
It.
Yeah, get over Yeah, we did it. Get. He basically said, we did it. Get over it.
See, that's that consigliere type shit. Look, okay, we didn't mean for you to find out what you did. So what? Fuck, it's done. So what are we going to do now? And that's just how they roll, man. I'm telling you, like my man on Fox News, they did an interview, and my man was saying, I forgot who it was. I'm sorry that I got to say my man. But he said, okay, so the president abused his power. That's no crime. How you going to say that? That's an impeachable offense. But that's how they think.
Yeah, and the guy that said it at one time, he was the acting head of the Department of Justice.
See what I'm saying?
And that's part of what he did as well. He got his thing lined up because Barr, who the Democrats didn't really want to put in office, but they looked at him as the lesser of two evils, that guy is sidestepped. Walking right along with Trump in the law of the land right now is there is none. There is none because
he shouldn't even have his position. He shouldn't even have that position right now, Barr. He really shouldn't.
Watch this. He fucked over the Mueller report. He still got a job. Because watch this. After what he did, after the way he condensed that Mueller report, how the hell can you still have a job or at least have a job and nobody got a microscope up your ass, man? I mean, how does that happen?
Because
Absolutely.
Trump just showed them y'all got the keys. Y'all driving the car, so y'all can help quash some of this shit. Just play along with me. Play along with me.
Every morning they get up, they probably send him a personal phone call and tell him some shit like, Yo, Donald, you still got us, right? I mean, if this shit go bad, you going to get us out, right?
Well, you ain't got to call him. All you got to do is follow that nigga on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's when you, when that
all
nigga, when that nigga, when he put you on Twitter, then you know you done fucked up and pissed them off.
Yeah. So, you know, when the president tweet about your ass, you either the man or he about to come get you.
I think Comey made a true statement when he said, when you work for him, you basically just have to sell your soul pretty much because, you know, that's what you do when you work for him.
Cohen, this is what Donald Trump do.
Listen, but he not, watch this. When Trump was paying and he was hanging out, because watch this, you might have been his lawyer, but she was partying with that nigga too. You was with him too. Now come on,
yeah.
Don't just put it up.
Absolutely. But he paying. He's doing time for it though now. You know, he paying the price for what he did wrong.
That nigga, you got caught. You who?
No, I'm talking about the lawyer. The other lawyer.
Cohen.
The other one. Comey. Whatever.
Hey,
Cohen.
What's the code on the street? What's the code on the street? You get caught. Just do your time, nigga. That's all. So Cohen got caught, man. Cohen didn't
Donald
have the power
Trump,
that Trump had to get his ass out of trouble, man.
Trump
that's all
told you. Trump told you when you vote for him, he'll run this country just like he'll run his business. And people
went
along with that.
In the ground,
you're
going
to
fall bankrupt a couple of times. So what,
result.
You going to run it in the ground?
Yeah, this is
and
the end result.
What
he,
doing
he got money. He don't care.
Hey, while we're focusing so much on the impeachment and all that stuff, what he has done, seen a report today, he actually, all of the different regulations that Obama put in place to try to help control some of this pollution and ozone layer and all of that stuff, he's rolled them back, and they said that there's been a total of, since 2018, to now, 10,000 deaths just due to air pollution. So while we're focusing on this, the damage and stuff that he's doing where people think it's okay, it's starting to take effect. Everything,
that's
all that stupid
guy,
stuff that he's doing is taking effect. And it ain't going to be fixed overnight.
And
not
that
at
guy,
all.
What's his name? Rick something, I think. Rick Perry, I think his name is. He put him in control of all that.
Now, Rick Perry, he was in charge of energy. But energy.
Oh,
yeah, he was in charge of energy.
And he's
going to be resigning at the end of this year.
Yeah, because he tied up in that Giuliani stuff.
Exactly. I was just getting ready to say that because his hands is dirty in this too.
This nigga to say, hey, listen, man, they probably, everybody breaks the law a little bit. But goddamn, man, we don't, you know, under this administration, we break the law, we fracture the law, we just bastardize it, and then we just keep rolling. Because, there's no rhyme or reason to this, man. Everything is about what he says it is. On a heavier note, he just fucked over them Kurds, man, over in Syria, Turkey.
What he did.
Was he had the Turkish people, he forced them. Now, again, for anybody who listening that think I'm anything less than a patriotic goddamn American, this is just my opinion. He forced them to give part of their land to Russia. Now, I'm just saying, do you think that solidifies the Trump Tower in Russia? I'm just asking. And I'm not even saying the two are connected.
So here's the thing.
Now, that's some bullshit. Now,
here's
the
thing.
Bullshit,
everything he's done, they always say, when you look into it, all roads lead back to Russia. So by him pulling out, he helped Syria and Russia. Now Russia got a foothold. Russia ain't been in the Middle East since they was out there in Afghanistan and got chased the fuck up out of Afghanistan. And now they back.
Wait a minute. Don't say they got chased out because they occupied Afghanistan for over 30 years.
States. I'm talking about Russia.
That's what I'm talking about. Russia was fighting.
The United States was helping Afghanistan at one time to fight Russia. and Russia ain't getting nowhere. And then turn around.
They were there. That's what I'm saying. They occupied.
No, I'm saying they was there, but they left.
Okay. All right. Okay.
They left just like they left in Vietnam. They ain't accomplished nothing.
Well, hey, we're not gonna go there tonight, man. Don't get my
fucking Vietnam, man.
Yeah, don't get me.
So what was the final? What was the final say? What was the final say with him doing that G? Was it that G7 or G8 or whatever? That summit at his.
But see,
are they gonna let him have it there?
They raised opposition. They canceled it, right? They made it
right. Yeah, it's gonna be at Camp David.
It's gonna be where?
Camp David.
He claims he ain't making a dime off of
that. Because I can't even believe that he was even gonna try. Well, I can't believe it.
But if
they would have let him do that, I was just gonna be done with everything at that
watch
point.
This.
But you know what?
You know what though?
All his regular meetings at Mar-a-Lago. What's the difference?
If he had messed up overseas, the Republicans wouldn't have said a thing, and they would have let him do it. It's just he threw too much stuff at them at one time. And so they had to fight back on something. And so they fought back on that, and he canceled that and said Camp David.
But see, when they had this last G summit, he said that the next one probably be...
He wanted to bring Russia in.
Yeah. In the end, that was another thing, too.
But
he wanted to bring Russia back in.
All this is about, he wants them tariffs to be lifted off Russia. That's what all this is about.
All
this stuff is about.
But I'm just thinking. But watch this though. I can't really understand why anybody can't see after knowing him and knowing his personality. Again, he's one of them motherfuckers. If you with me, you either my ride or die or fuck you. That's his makeup. So when the United States was finished fucking with him and wouldn't give no more money. Where the hell you think all those Trump loans came from? So all I'm saying is they looked out for him when he was broke. Now, I'm sure when this shit first started, I'm sure they didn't know that this is where it was going to end up. But so be it. But he owed them.
This is in heaven right now.
But you know what?
For
though?
Real.
America people, you mean... You motherfuckers, we could find Saddam Hussein in a goddamn cave, but you can't track this man's financial dealings? Who the fuck who are we playing with here?
They can, but they don't want to.
We don't need no taxes, man. Yeah,
they don't want to.
Right, the problem is with Hussein, everybody wanted to. With them tax records, only the Democrats want it. The Republicans don't want it. If the Republicans wanted it, if we could, as Brother Malcolm would say, pool our resources together. I'm sorry, Brother Farrakhan said that. If we were to pool our resources together, Democrats and Republicans, he'd be out of there by Monday. But because it's like they're making it a political thing, and so that's why we have no movement on it. But when they get finished getting that information and they bring that stuff to the public, that's when you're going to see some things change. See, right now it's all in the dark and nobody don't really know. And so when they start having those public trials and stuff when it's on TV every day and everybody get to really see what's going on, that's when you're going to see some change.
I was a little annoyed at Nancy in the beginning for not doing this impeachment, but she's a very smart woman. She played this out perfectly. Like, no,
you know
we're not going to do
say?
It for the Mueller thing. We're gonna wait because I guess she knew he going to mess up again.
It's like Law and
Order.
You know
what they
played? That's
what they played. They played all of us. That's what they played. Listen.
I'm talking about with this impeachment because people were upset that she didn't impeach that first go around. But she, you know, she was just saying that she didn't feel that it was going to be enough evidence at that time to really do it, to where the public, where the country would have supported it. But with this information and what's going on now, the country is backing it. They're more in support of the impeachment.
Right up until we elect the new president, everything with him. You always going to hear, no, they was almost there before. But with this, I'm saying you got to go get that cat, man. And for whatever reason, they keep trying to treat this this gangster-type president like a diplomat, and they don't understand that the rules we play by, them ain't his rules. Them shit don't mean nothing to him. So they got to figure out a better way to get him, because coming at him the legal and justice way, man, I mean, I don't, and once again, I'm not saying you got to break the law, but they got to find a different way to apply the law, because the way they're doing it right now, that shit ain't bothering him at all. Because right now, he already knows. Excuse me one second. He knows that his ass is grass if he don't win this next election. So he got to have a place to go, man. And I'm just saying. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I don't forget what I was going to say, but I think I was going to say, I don't forget. I got to come back to me. Somebody else go.
All right, well,
it's definitely to his benefit to stay in office, because if he doesn't, then he can possibly go to jail for some of the stuff that he's been doing.
He's going to
Russia. Once again, yeah. He will tie that up in court. I'm telling you.
He will tie it up in court. But the only way with the Republicans being the way that they are, the only way we could show him and do something is we've got to beat him in the election, and we got to beat him soundly. Because as we said many episodes ago, if it's a close thing, then he ain't giving up
that
office. So
yeah,
we as the people, if we really had enough, that's
race,
the only way.
If it's a close race, he gonna be just like me in Ohio.
Pretty much.
They gonna be like, nah, nigga, you didn't make it. You didn't make it, man.
Are we sure that you know we're not even gonna have any outside interference like we did the last time?
Well, no,
because they haven't done anything to prevent that from happening, right?
No, we're
but
gonna.
You know
have,
what though?
We're gonna have interference. We got it right now, so that's not gonna stop, because he's not doing anything to stop it, because it benefits him. So we're gonna have that. So that's why we have to come out as a nation, not as a people, but as a nation, and get rid of him. If we don't do that, he's gonna be back.
But we did do that. We did do that in 2016. But as
we didn't.
Still
we
saw,
didn't come out as a nation. They didn't
no,
come out
didn't.
As a nation.
He
they
won,
didn't.
Who won the
everybody
popular
didn't
vote.
Come out. Some people stayed home because they didn't they didn't like the choices.
Still,
they didn't. Everybody didn't
yet,
vote.
But still, yet who won the popular vote?
She
that's
won
right.
it, but we
yeah.
still didn't come out because
yeah, no,
a lot
no,
of people
saying,
stayed home.
State,
they didn't.
Those states.
He still. He won. I hear what you're saying. Wait a second. I hear what you're saying.
Becoming the president is all about what states you win. And there's certain states that's Republican. Right now you got more states that's Republican than you do Democrat, and then you got some states that's 50-50. And if you can sway them states and get them states, you don't have to win no 3 million votes. Or you got to win 300.
You have to understand too. A lot of this stuff is gerrymandered. A lot of this they still working on that gerrymandering stuff. So what the messenger is saying, as a nation, if we all come out, no matter what kind of games they try to play at these polls, that it'll just be undeniable that he lost. Period.
I understand that, but my point is, once again, it's these states that vote a certain kind of way for a certain particular candidate. And that's where those people there, you have to change their mind.
You mean the electoral votes? You mean the electoral votes?
Exactly.
But here's what you got to really understand, too. A lot of people talking bad about him, but a lot of people like what he's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, because he's making the money.
Real quick, I was reading this article. A guy, he was a news reporter, he was talking to, I forgot his name, he was talking to a Trump supporter. He had no teeth in his mouth. And they were talking about Obamacare, and the guy was talking about how he wanted to do away with Obamacare, even if that means he don't get no Obamacare, because he feels like nobody should get something for free. If he's getting something, nobody else should get something for free.
So he's gonna cut off his nose despite his face.
No, the news reporter was like, I sure wish he wouldn't vote for him so that way he can go somewhere and get his damn teeth fixed.
Well, that's in the words of Malcolm, that's just not intelligent.
Nah, but see, once again, certain people will cut off their nose despite their face.
Hey, listen, that's our podcast for tonight. I do thank you for joining us for the half-hour podcast tonight. It was all about Trump. Tune in next week, and we'll be back at you as only the Attic can. Let's say goodnight, crew, and I'll talk to you next week.
Howdy.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Oh, Sneaky. There she go again. We have to change Carmen's name to Sneaky.
Bye.